The U.S. state of Florida reported a record increase in new COVID-19 deaths. 252 people have died in the last 24 hours, according to the state's health department. The state of Arizona also reporting a record increase with 172 fatalities. Both states have been hotspots for major outbreaks, but new cases have recently slowed. Hong Kong authorities have barred 12 pro-democracy candidates from running in September's legislative elections. The government said Thursday the candidates were disqualified because they opposed the new national security law imposed on Hong Kong by the central government in Beijing. The government also said they advocated for the financial hub's independence. The announcement did not specify which candidates had been expelled from the ballot for the Legislative Council elections. Prominent pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong confirmed on social media that he was among the 12 disqualified. U.S. President Donald Trump unnerved the stock market investors Thursday after raising the possibility of delaying the U.S. presidential election scheduled for November. The unprecedented move caused stock markets, oil prices, and the dollar to slide. President Trump repeated his claims of mail-in voter fraud without evidence and raised the question of a delay on Twitter so people, quote, can properly, securely, and safely vote. The U.S. House of Representatives begins a new mandated face mask policy Thursday. The policy follows an order from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi late Wednesday after U.S. Congressman Louie Gohmert tested positive for the virus. Gohmert had been seen recently without a mask on Capitol Hill. This is VOA News. Australia continues to experience a surge in COVID-19 cases. Melbourne, Victoria's state capital city, is the